Okay, today's daf is daf
Chof Aleph. We just reached the top line. And we're talking about Rava's inability to feed the hordes of Mishulachim and Mechuzah that he may have been referring to with the B'nai Chela, sort of in sarcastic. it's certainly a beautiful way of referring to it. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were friends, and they were learning together. They were learning together. They were both very poor and were under a lot of pressure. Amrei, so they said, you know, we better neikom v'nezel, we better get up, go to town v'navi iska, we'll do a little business. V'nekayim v'nafshein, let's be mekayim v'posik. Efes ki lo yeh b'cha evyon. Apparently God is interested that people shouldn't be too poor, so it's time to take a little break, make a million and come back. So pozlo ut. They went and they decided to take a lunch break underneath what they didn't know was a dangerous wall. There they are eating their sandwiches. And onto Trey Malachi Asharei, two Malachim come along, and Rabbi Yochanan overhears their discussion. One says to the other one, we ought to take this wall, throw it on their heads, because look at these guys, they had a great chavrusa going, they were learning Torah, now they've decided to make $1 million. This is ridiculous. So the other malach says to the first one, nah, it's not worth it. One of these guys is going to be Eila Legedula. I didn't say which one. Rabbi Yochanan overheard the conversation. Ilfa lo shama, and Ilfa didn't hear anything. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Ilfa, did you hear anything? Shema marbi, I'm like, no, what are you talking about? I didn't hear nothing. So Rabbi Yochanan says to himself, aha, minishami ana, Ilfa lo shama, if I'm the one who heard and not Ilfa, shema minala didi, kaimali shayt, it must be me. Of course, if they make me Rosh Hashiva, then they also make me rich, because that was the din. You have to be megadol mitoch echav, you know. And in that case, why bother going out and making $1 million? Get it straight off. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? I've rethought this. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, of course, he wanted to get rid of the competition. So he said, I think I'm going to go back. You be mekayim the pasuk efes ki lo yeh b'cha avyon, and I'll be mekayim the pasuk ki lo yeh bel avyon mekerva aretz. There's always going to be poor. You be the rich guy, I'll be the poor guy. And he goes back. And sure enough, so Rabbi Yochanan, Hadar, goes back to learn, and Ilfa lo hadar. Ada, at the time Ilfa came back home making his millions. Molech Rabbi Yochanan. They had appointed Rabbi Yochanan to be Rosh Hashiva. And they said to Ilfa, they said to him, you know, Yativ Mar Begaris, if you would have remained here and continued to learn and so on. I mean, obviously, lo havi malach mar. Either it means, it said as a statement, we wouldn't have made Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Hashiva, we made of you, because you obviously had more potential than he did. Or, would we not have made you Rosh Hashiva? Referring to him, Tosis brings Boshet. And so, he was obviously extremely distraught by this event, and set out to show that he could still put Rabbi Yochanan in the back. So, Ata, he goes, and Azal, Tola, Napshe, Biskaria, the Sfinata, he goes and he ties himself up to the top of a mast of a ship, and he says, okay, here's your challenge. Listen, you guys have been sitting around here learning all these brides of God. Tell me right now. You quote me any bride, all right? I tell you the source in the mission. And if I don't, I'm jumping off and drowning. That's the end. So, if I can't show you the roots of that halakha and a mishnah, in which case I don't need all your learning in these brides. Now, feel no miskari. This finata, I'm jumping off of the top of the mast over here, the tavana, and I drown. Ata Husaba comes along. Husaba, Tanale. It's interesting that Benny Shkaita points out that Ilfa means ship in Aramaic. This seems to be related to the whole idea. Usually we say people who go out to make money under the lo mi'eva layamu means not people go out and they start, you know, the international commerce. He wanted to show that he is the ship and he's never far from the water. He lives in the water. He can do anything without being mizrachic from Torah.
Is that why the rabbi calls him ships at sea?
So Ata Husaba comes along. Usually Husaba's early on. Finally, and he says over to him the following bride, Omer tenu shekel levanai b'shabbat. A guy who, before he dies, he sets up his living trust, and he says, I want you to provide a shekel to my sons each Shabbat. And the truth is, he's got a large family. But they'd lend sela. Actually, it would make a lot more sense to give them a sela, not to just a shekel. No, deem lem sela. We assume that when he said shekel, he didn't mean to limit it to a shekel, and that had he realized that prices had gone up, and that they would have so many grandchildren and so on, that he would have given them more. If he says the maximum you can give them is a shekel, then obviously that was the way the trust was set up. Im amar, and if he added, and he didn't say, he just said give them a shekel, but he added a clause there somewhere in the setting up the trust that meitu, if my children die without heirs, then your shuacherim tachtemi defines who the next ones are, the beneficiaries of the trust are. So then it doesn't matter. Bein shamar tnu, bein shamar al titnu. Ella, however it was phrased, it still means the same thing. It means that he has analyzed how much money he's ready to give out of the trust in order to keep a principal for the next beneficiary. So then he means clearly what he said, and therefore ain't not nimlem ella shekel. Anyway, where's that? Money, Rabbi Meiri, the Yom Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Amet. That's a directly understood from Rabbi Meir in Yitna Mitzvahs, who says that there's a fear to try to put into effect anything that the mate says. Whether it has the necessary legal mechanisms or not. See, we don't know what happened with this, but we should wait till service. Things are not so partial the way that this was set up. And nobody is quite able to explain why a Husaba would come and give him this particular question and how it related to the issue. And he knew that there was a very, very strange story. The end isn't clear here. But speaking of these buildings that tend to collapse if somebody isn't in them who's keeping them up with his suyot, the most famous building collapse of all was the Nochum Ish Gamzu. Story. So they say about Nochum Ish Gamzu that Amrolav and Nachum Ish Gamzu Shaya Suma Mishtei Nav, the man was blind in both eyes. Idei Mishtei Yadav, didn't have real thalidomide baby here. Didn't have two hands. Kita Mishtei Raglav, they had amputated his two feet. V'chol Gufo Malei Shechin, his whole body was covered with these blisters. V'haya Mutal B'Bayit Ra'ua, and he was very poor. Was living in this broken down home. V'raglei Mitatom Nachim B'Sfalim Shomayim, they had to put the bed so that the feet of the bed were inside cups of water to prevent the bugs from crawling up the side of the bed. And since he had no arms, there's no way for him to keep them off of himself, so they had to try to at least prevent him from being eaten alive. And so this is the way that he would live. So they decided, so they wanted to take him out of that house, and they found a better place for him. So they were going to move him out, and then they were going to move the furniture into his new home. So he said to him, that's not a good idea. When I panu et hakelim, first get everything else out of the house, then you can take me out on the bed. At least as long as I'm in the house will stay up. And so panu et hakelim, they take out the furniture, they take out his bed, and of course, as they walk out the door, this is like the way that you live. Obviously, you're a big tzaddik. I really never understood why you were living this kind of life. How did you end up in this kind of condition? Marlon Banai, I need me. I did this to myself. I was on the road to my in-laws. I was carrying a load of three chamorim's worth of wonderful things. One was filled with ma'achal, one was filled with mishteh, and one was filled with minei megadim, all types of Viennese tables. So Bani Achad Vamadli Baderach, there was an ani that was standing on the way. Nirmali Rabbi Parnaseni. He asked me to give him something to eat, Amartilo, and I told him, Abtena Chef Rokman Achamor, wait until I unload. Lo Ispakili, Rokman Achamor hadn't finished unloading until the guy fainted and died. Archie Yatsan Nishmato. I realized that he was getting desperate. I could save his life. So Alakti Vanafalti Alpanav, I went there and I fell over him, Amarti. Ninai Shalokhasu Alainecha Yisum. The eyes, my eyes, that had no mercy on your eyes, should turn blind. Yadai Shalokhasu Ayadecha Gigadamu. These hands that had no mercy on your hands should be removed. Raglai shalokasu araglecha yitkatau. The feet that didn't care about your feet should be amputated. Velonit ka'arada tiat shamarti v'kogufi yem aloshin. I couldn't cool off the intensity of my emotion. emotions until I accepted upon myself that my body should be covered all the time with his blisters. Omru lo, oy lanu, sh'ra'ni nucha b'kach, rei, that we should have to see in this condition. Amar lam, on the contrary, oy lim, lo reituni b'kach. Imagine what my life would be like if I had to live with that, and he didn't see me like that. V'may koro le nocho mish gamzu. Why did they give him that name? D'chol milta d'avisak alein, amar gamzu bet l'tova. He had a habit of anything that went bad in his life, he would always say, this too is for the best. Zim l'chod aboy l'shidu Yisrael doron l'vekesa. One time there was a problem with a gezeira against the Jews, and they wanted to send a gift to Caesar. So they said, Omru man Yezel, who should we send it with? Yezel, Nochum ish gamzer, the melumad ben Nisimu. Look, I mean, what guy is more melumad than Nisim? Then Nochum ish gamzer, we're going to need a lot of help to get this to work. We'll send it with him. Shodru b'yodei molei sifta d'avonim tavotu margoliot. Fill up the whole safe with diamonds and with pearls and valuables. Also, bat v'hu dira. He came and he stayed over in a particular house for a traveler. So, b'layli akamu hanak diuroi. The owners of the house, in the middle of the night, shaklino the sifta, they took his safe out of their safe, removed its contents. Umilu afar, they filled it up with dirt so that it would weigh the same and he wouldn't notice. Kimata hata. So when he came there, sharino the sifta, they open up the safe by Caesar, ready to see all the glittering jewels. And because they knew the malayafa, they said, full of dirt. They said, enraged, of course, Caesar. Bo malkal mekalino lekulo. He decided to murder all the Jews. What is this? The Jews are laughing at me. So, Nochum said, all right, Gamzu l'tova, you know, murder all the Jews. Ata Eliyo shows up, and Admi lekechad mineu. He looked at them like one of the members of the Senate, and he said, look, I mean, it's a little bit silly to think that the Jews would have to do something like that. There's got to be something here beneath the surface. You know what I think? It's Dimaha Afra, Mi'afra D'Avram Avun. This must be the dirt that their father Abraham used in his wars, you know, that old war where this one guy defeated an all world war. I mean, he obviously had secret weapons. And it must be Kiavishadi Afra Avisaifa. He would take this dust, throw it into the air, and each one turned into a guided missile and became a sword. And Gili, he would throw straw into the air and turn into arrows. Tichtiv Yitin Ka'afar Harbo. Kakashni Daf Kashkashto. You see that Afar? The Afar became Kesha, aka it became a cherub, and the Kash became Kesha. So they decided, you know, this Hannibal character's been making a lot of trouble. Let's give it a try. So Havachada Medinata Delo Matsala Mifpasha, there's this one country they had never been able to win the wars on. You know, but Kumine. So they tried this out a little bit, this new secret weapon, and sure enough, Kashua, they were able to conquer it without any problem. So they decided, oh boy, this deserves, I mean, this is priceless. Ailu the Bay Gamza. They take Nakumish Gamzu into the treasury of Rome. Umalu the Sifti Avanim Teves and Margolias, they fill up his original safe instead of the dirt, fill it up with diamonds, rubies, pearls, Shadru, Yikra, Rabba, and they send them out with a whole troop, soldiers, honor, so on. So on the way back, of course, he goes to the same house. It was original. So Kiyatu Bitu Behahudiura. They were shocked. Here he comes back with all of this honor. They said, gosh, what is it that you brought with you that they're doing all of this honor here? Oh, Malu, I don't know. I don't know. I went straight from here to there. Why is the problem? So they figured, oh my God, we've been sitting on top of this magic radioactive place over here. That's got, my goodness, they tear their whole house down, of course, and they dig up the dirt and fill up a couple of truckloads. They bring it to Caesar and they say, ah, I brought you one thing for it. This is where he got it from. We were the owners of the mine. The dirt that had come here with that guy, he stole it from us. So, but cool, they tried it out. It turned out to be just plain old dirt. That was the end of those people. Okay, the next thing the Mishnah was talking about was to give us a quantitative definition of what's called plague. You know, so the way the Mishnah put it is a city that has these population of 500 working men, three deaths over the course of 3 days is too unusual, considered to be some type of plague. Let's say in those days Akko had a population of 1,500 working men, and you have over the course of 3 days 9 dead. Prorated here to the Mishnah. Zach or Zach, one day following the other. Areza death. However, if you have a sudden spike of death, Yom Echad, or you have these deaths spread over Arba Yamin, in neither case do you have death. So Ainza death. Yiramotia Hamesh Miodrag. You're going for Amiko. Thank God that now it's a lot smaller than that. Yotzim Eveder Shloshamitim Bishloshayamim Zach or Zach. There, if it's 3 dead over 3 days, Areza death. But again, if it's a spike B'yomechad, or if it's spread over Arba, I mean, Ein Zedever. Now, there was a city called the Drukarav.
And it's not old people.
Now, Drukrat, there was the city of Drukrat that had a population of 500. And Reb Nachman Bar of Chista went ahead and was gozer the Tzanit. Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amr of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, that's an interesting thing. Kaman, Rabbi Meir. Apparently, this only works out if you're pasquining like Rabbi Meir. The Yama Rechek Negichotav Chayav, Kirev Negichotav Lokoshiken. Since the din is that if you have a shor that was Nogeach 3 days, that it becomes a Muad, so Koshiken if it's Nogeach 3 times in 1 day, because now it's really a wild shor. Which, of course, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with, but it's on the contrary, that you can have a spike of strange behavior. Behavior doesn't prove anything. We need to establish, and that's the din of muad, we need to establish something over a period of time which turns it into a pattern rather than a spike. Sorry? What'd you say?
Are you sure also? Or
sure, sure. Yeah, that's what it's talking about. So that's his sheet, the Rebbe Meir. So apparently that's what you're saying. You're saying the Mishnah says that over 3 days it's enough to be called a magifasa. Certainly you're saying if it's 1 day. Now, I mean, that's one way of looking at it. And the other question is whether elegance is a function of patterns. I mean, that's, you know, part of the machlokas, but no, I know it's not our sugyet. But that's how you seem to be learning. So I'm going to Reb Nachum Bar of Chisda, who was Geuze at the time, told her, Nachum Bar Yitzchak, hey, very nice, come here. Why don't you come sit up on the Mizrach Band? You seem to be a kosher of a man. Nice explanation. You should be with the rest of the Talmid Yechachomi. Omar Leitanina. No. Listen, I learned from Yossi Omar. Lo mekomo shel Adam Mechabdo. Sitting on the Mizrach Band doesn't get you anywhere. It's the Adam Mechabedet Mekomo. It's the opposite. Where I am, that's the place that's Mechubad, not vice versa. I'll prove it to you. Shkem Hatzino Bar Sinai. Kozman. As long as the Shekhinah was on Har Sinai, all of a sudden Har Sinai is an important place. It's a Har Ahu, but only because of who's there. But the moment the Shekhinah left me, man, go back up, the animals climb back up. Nothing to it. Same thing happened in the Midbar. The Almighty is there, the Shekhinah is there, the whole thing is super, super holy. You roll up the parochet, that's it. Forget it. Mitzrayim is nothing. So you're telling me that the place is meaningful? The place isn't meaningful. It's what the place contains that's meaningful. So what the heck is a Mizrach Band besides one wall? I mean, who cares? Amar Lei, so Reb Nachman Bar Reb Chisda said, look, I mean, if you're going to be stubborn about it, I'll tell you. Look, I'm not going to be mavater to sit and learn with you. You know, we can have some good discussions during the Siddha. I'll come sit by you, man. I mean, I don't care. So Nekumana Lagabi Ma. Amalei, no. They don't call you Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda and me Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Without the Rav, you'll know that that's not a coincidence. It's better that Mutav Yomo Moned Ben Pras. Look, I'm worth a money, but my dad was only a half a money, you know, because he never was a Rav. And better I should go to you. You're a money ben money. Your father was Rav Chisda. Vayomo money ben money. It's a money ben Pras. That already is not right. The money ben money should come to me. I'll go to you. Now, Besura Avidavarta. In Sura, there was an outbreak of plague, but Beshvivut the Rav lo habitavar, there was no dever in Rav's neighborhoods. Everybody thought savru minei mishum schuti the Rav, the not fish, because Rav's schus is so great, he saved the entire neighborhood. Chazir v'chalma, they got a dream in which it was explained to them. Nah, come on, this is small potatoes for Rav. Rav nefisha schus etuva hamil sezutele l'Rav. Rav is too big for this kind of small potato stuff. What's it? The gam menachin lo misri yotav. Right, Rav's not interested in being the one that's going to be saving. Just like we saw yesterday. So this doesn't need Rav Skuyot. It's because of Mishuma Hugava. There's a guy in the neighborhood. The Shail Marav is a villa Lakura, where he gives over his garden tools, a shovel, and so on. He gives it over to the Hevra Kadisha every time they need a grave. Who's that? They were saved from digging graves. Then there was another Meiser where in Drokrat there was a massive fire, Avid Lekata. And in Ravuna's neighborhood, Bishvivut, Ravuna, Avid Lekata, no homes were damaged. So everybody assumed, Savranina, must Midas Chusa Ravuna, the Nafish. So Ischazilu Bechilma, they too had dreams in which they were told, Hai Zuta Leila Ravuna. This is small potatoes for Ravuna. The reason that the neighborhood was saved is because there's a woman who lives in that neighborhood. Warms up her oven and she pays for the fuel. She has four neighbors. She invites them in to use her oven for cooking and baking. Because of that, her use of the H for chesed, the neighborhood was saved from a fire. They said to Rav Yehuda that there are now an invasion of insects. The gozer tainitos. He went ahead and was gozer a tainis. So the farmers came and said, what's this tainis, Jazz? We gotta work, and this, we haven't noticed any damage. I mean, Omer loko mafsadan. They haven't been damaging the field. Omar lahuz, Rav Yehuda said to them, oh, very nice. I imagine each one came with their own backpacks. Certainly don't need your food. So if you can find the backpacks, we'll cancel the tainis. Otherwise, they're going to be eaten from somewhere. Rav Yehuda, this is incredible gemara. How do they know these things? So they told Rav Yehuda, Ika mutna b'chazir, that the hogs are dying from some virus. So gozer tainis. That's gozer tainis. Says the gemara, does that mean name of Rav Yehuda mat mishalachim minachad mishalachim talamini? Does that mean that he believes that a virus could jump from one species to another? No, why does he care about the hogs? It must be because he's afraid that if the hogs are dying, so then the next thing you know is the virus will mutate and have people dying. These were not, none of them had a bris milah. So answers the Gemara, the most amazing thing, which is mamish so contemporary. This is lo shani chazire the danya me'ayu levneinche. Hogs are special because their digestive system is precisely like the human digestive system, but therefore they have a lot of similarity. Amazing. I mean, hogs are used. This is specifically hogs that are used for transplants because of this, that they have similarities to the human insides, and because of that, it's more likely. Doesn't mean he holds that every species can jump from one species to another. But from a hog to a human, that's already very likely. That's amazing. I don't know. I mean, just bichlal, the idea that you have to take into consideration one species of another, and an organism doesn't. Yes, amazing, amazing. These are things that are mamish as contemporary as today's newspaper. These concerns and so on. Sorry. Well, without bris milah, hogs just plain old goyish hogs. Yeah, we're not Jewish hog farmers. Omer leile Shmuel, ika motna bechuzoy. But there's been an outbreak of plague in bechuzoy, a city that's far away. Gozer tanitas, he was gozer tanis. Omer leiva, omerachik. I understand. Well, we're going to be concerned about something happens in bechuzoy. Omer, no look, lekamabra of the pasuk way. There is no real natural barrier that prevents anything from getting across from there to here. I mean, the assumption is that it spread easily, spread here too. Omer leiva, Rav Nachman, ika mutna bar di Yisrael. They told Rav Nachman this plague in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Nachman lived in Bava. Gozer Tanita, so he was Gozer Tanit with the reasoning that in Gvira loka, Shivcha lo koshke, if the Gvira, which is Eretz Yisrael, is being punished, the koshke, the Shivcha, which is Bava, doesn't have any tzriyos. For sure we have to worry. Now, isn't that time the Gvira, the Shivcha? The whole point over here is logic was that it was a question of how to look at the Midat HaDin, that's okay, not in the physical circumstances, that if it would have been a case of Shivcha, the Shivcha lo, had they just been on the same level in terms of the dip. He never would have said, well, you never can tell, the plague could travel to Babel, that he, but Shmuel didn't think that, because certainly Bechuzai is not a Gvira, it's just the same thing as any other city in Babel. And nonetheless, they told Shmuel, Ikamuta Bechuzai, and Gozer Ta'anita. No comparison. Shani Atam given Ika Shayarta, the Lavi Vahati Bahadai. It's completely different over there. They have communications and travel between the two. If you've got travel, then whatever organism is affecting one place is going to end up in the other place, that's for sure. And it's malava, just the level of it. It comes right along with the ship. So if there's any kind of plague in one place, then one thing that you don't need is for people to be coming in. Well, this is, again, the modern, control of borders against only. Oh, was it the SARS thing that they had? Yeah.
They still take your temperature and temple in Asia.
They do.
Everybody?
Really? I thought that it was like a...
No, it's still open. You don't even know.
Now, Abba Umna, speaking about type things that people do that are suyot, that nobody realizes, that provide tremendous madrigas for like little things. So Abba Umna was an Umna. He was a barber, in our terms, who would apply leeches or not really. Yeah, but I mean, over there, they actually, they use syringes. That was the He used to get regard from the yeshiva up in the sky every single day. So, okay, I mean, he sort of took that for granted. But not everybody gets regards from the Rosh Yeshiva there every day. Abaya used to only get regards komala yuma de Shabbata. Every Erev Shabbos, he would get regards from the Masifta Derech. Yeah, but he wasn't like Abba Umna. And Rava only got every Yom Kippur, every Erev Yom Kippur. Anyway, so Abaya was like, really, this guy's so much better than me. He gets every single day. He gets facts from the Masifta Derech. Yeah, and I only hear from them once a week. So Amrule, he was told, Lomatzis Lamevat Ke'uve. There's no way that you could possibly do the type of, and have the Zechuya, he said, Abba Umna. My Abba Yubdi, what was it that was so incredible, Abba? Well, Abba Umna, first of all, got Aviyavid Milta, when he would open up his surgery. Avimokit Gavri, look at separate waiting rooms for the men and the women in the surgery. You think weddings are a problem? He even had separate waiting rooms in his surgery. And what's more, he developed this special robe in which he had the built-in area for the syringe into the robe. He wouldn't have to close in of a woman in front of him. He had exactly enough space there which could insert the syringe. And when he would have to deal with a woman, he would give her the robe before he would come in. So that there wouldn't be any shash, that maybe there'd be any hanky-panky between him and the woman. And he would not have a desk that would ask payment. He had an area where you go in privately and insert your credit card. Now, if you didn't have a credit card, you walked out without inserting the credit card. Nobody asked anything. And so if somebody had the Itlay Shadibe, if you could afford it, you put in the payment. The Letay Lo Michsif, if you couldn't afford it, nobody knew. And you just walked out after entering the payment. And then Ki Avi Drivelik Surmim Rabbonan, if a Talmud from Yeshiva would come in, Agrimine Lo Shadibe. He wouldn't even ask him to pay. But the guy, after he would get up from the surgery, Yav Lepshiti would give him money. And he would tell them, go get yourself a nice beer. Beer yourself. That's what they do in the they used to do in the hospitals after birth. Give the women beer to drink.
Yeah, black beer.
Malt. Good blood. And bring in your milk. I don't think they do it anymore.
Yeah.
They do it. It's good for the. Abaya like could not. You know, sounds a little bit too from. You know, maybe this guy, yeah, he's got it worked out a little bit too well.
That's good PR.
Maybe even the Masifta Derech is being influenced by this kind of behavior. Let's check him out. So he sends a couple of his Talmidim out there to check out Abba Umna. How real is he? So they come into town and, Spino, Aquino, so he sits down. Wonderful having you visit. Give him to eat, to drink. Umachlu, Bistarki. He goes ahead then and he takes these beautiful, beautiful, expensive woolen blankets, linen, puts it in bed, but to sleep at night, Belilia. So what do these guys do? Let's Safra in the morning, they take the bed. Worth a mint. They fold it up and they go out with it. They walk out and they go to the shuk, the Ashkechino, and there he is walking in the shuk. And these guys are walking around saying, "Does anybody want to buy linen and bedding?" He's walking right by. So they say to him, "Excuse me, sir, but Lishaimi Marhechishav, would you tell us what do you think this is worth? Because we don't want to be cheated." They ripped it off from him. It's worth so much. They said, "Well, sure. Duma Shava Tvei, maybe it's worth more." He said, "No, that's why I paid for it." That's what I paid. And I mean, he's not reacting. So they finally give him. Okay, come on. That's yours. Shaklina Mina. We stole it from you. Do us a favor. How did you explain this to yourself? Like, why are we acting this way? Amarlo, he said, I'll tell you what I figured. I figured that you were actually going around on a mission to collect money to get Jonathan Pollard out of prison. But you were probably Achsifulu Maimar, but you didn't want to tell me that you came to me just in order to get money. So you couldn't bring your yourselves to say it. So you waited and you walked off and you figured I'd understand that this was the way that I could participate in the story.
That's what I got.
Omrulay, so they said to him, okay, so, all right, but that wasn't the story. I mean, you know, the truth is we just wanted to know. So Ashtanish Kalinumar, so, you know, take it back. Well, oh, no, I can take it back. Me'ahushata, from the time that you took it, and I figured that. So then Asakhtino Midata Litzadok. I decided that I might. If it was for tzedakah, I can't take it back now. I'm going to take it back. I already had in mind that you go to tzedakah. So you take it, give it to tzedakah. It's not mine anymore. This is tough stuff. Ilfa Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Garsi, Vioraita Dechikalu Milta Tuva. Amru, Nekum, Venezel, Venavid, Iskum, Nekayim, Venavshin, Efes, Kilo, Yevacha, Avion. Azul, Ativa, Tuti, Gudur, Iyah. Hey, nishti alayo hai good of an actalino. Sheminitin kayo olam abba, vioski b'kayo shah. Omar layirat meh, shafkino, hiki b'kha de kaimelu shata. Kaimelu shaita. Rabbi Yochanan, shoma ilfa lo shoma. Rabbi Yochanan checks this out. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ilfa. Did you hear anything? Huh? Omar, well, minishami ana, ilfa lo shoma. Shmamina ledidi, kaimelu shaita. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, I've thought it over. I'm going back. We had Rabbi Yochanan ben Avshoi, ki lo yechdal avion mikeravara. Rabbi Yochanan hadar, ilfa lo hadar. So ada ta ilfa malach Rabbi Yochanan. Omar lo, well, you know, if you would have sat around here and got your degree, I mean, you would have been the dean at this point. Yitzi marv gertz lovi malach marv. Ozil tol anavshi biskaria desfinata. Omar yi kadashaya li mamatnita rabchiyav rabosharia velo pashtino li mamatnita. They were really big on the shows in those days, let me tell you. I mean, you could just imagine today, huh? What a scene. What an amazing scene. That's Rabbi Meir. ביקשו תלמידיו לפנות מיטתו ואחר כך לפנות את הכלים. אמר להם, בניי, פנו את הכלים ואחר כך פנו את מיטתי. שמובטח לכם כל זמן שאני בבית, אין הבית נופל. פינו את הכלים ואחר כך פינו את מיטתו. אמרו לו תלמידיו, רבי, וכי מיחד שצדיק גמור אתה, למה אתה אחר כך? אמר להם, בניי, אני גרמתי לעצמי, שפעם אחת הייתי מהלך בדרך לבית חמי והיה עם מסוי שלושה חמורים. אחד של מאכל, אחד של משתה, אחד של מיני מגדים. בא אני אחד ועמד לי בדרך ואמר לי, רבי, פרנסני, אמרתי להם, תן עד שאפרוק מן החמור. לא הספקתי לפרוק מן החמור עד שיצתה נשמתו. הלכתי ונפלתי על פניו ואמרתי, עיניי שלא חסו על עיניך יסומו. ידיי שלא חסו על ידיך יתקדמו. רגליי שלא חסו על רגליך יתקטעו. ולא נתקרה דעתי עד שאמרתי כל גופי יהיה מלא שכין. אמרו לו, אוי לנו, שראינוך בכך, אמרו לו, אוי לי, אם לא ראיתו לי בכך. ואמר, קורא לי נחום איש גמזו, תחול מי אותה דאבי סלקלי, אמר גמזו לטובה. זים נחל בואי לשידור ישראל דורון בבית הכסר. אמרו, מן, יזו נחום איש גמזו, דמלומת בניסימו. שדרו בידי מלא סיפתא דאבונים טובות ומרגליות, אז עובד ברור דיירה, ולילה כמה הלך ביורי, ושקלינה לסיפתא דמלונו אפרה. כמעט עתה, שרינה לסיפתא, חוזר למולו אפרה, בואו מאפר מקלינו לכולו, ואתם מחכה ביהודאי? אמר, גם זה לא טובה. אל תהיה יו, עד מילה, כחד מינה, אמר לי, דילמה, היי אפרה, מאפר דאברה מבונו, תכי אבי שודי אפרה, אבי סייפה, גילי אבי גירי, תכתיב ייתן כפר חרבו, כקש נדף קשתו. אבי חד המדינת, את הלמד של מרבשה, בוד כמיני לכבשוה, אי אלו רגן זה, מלאו על הסיפתי אבנים טובות ומרגליות, ושדרו ביקרה רבה. כי אתו בת באהוד דיור, אמר לי, וו, מה יתית בה, דרדר לך יקרה כל היד? אמר לו, מה ידשק לי באחר? אמתם אמרתם, ספר לו דיראיו, ואמתינו לו במלכה. אמר לי, היי אפרה, דהייתם מאחר, מדידנו. פתקו ולא אשכחו, וכתלינו לנו תיאור לא יהיה. איזו היא דברי רמוציה 500 רגלי, תן רבן, היא רמוציה 500 ואלף רגלי, כגון כבר אחר. ויוצא ממנו תשעה מתים בשלושה ימים, זה אחרי זה הרי זה דבר. ביום אחד או בארבע ימים אין זה דבר. אם המוציא חמש מאות רק בכגון כבר המיקו, ויוצא ממנו שלושה מתים בשלושה ימים, זה אחרי זה הרי זה דבר. אבל בארבע ימים... No, it's mashma that you didn't need to figure out the symptomology. In other words, you could come, because otherwise, I mean, that takes time. You were talking about an immediate response, but it's really miyad. So when you start analyzing whether these are symptoms of the same man, who knows, maybe it could take weeks to figure out the full range of symptoms.
But deaths,
deaths that are unexpected and unexplained. Perfectly healthy people that suddenly got owned. Ain't it there? Now, drukrat iramotzia chamesh meot raglia, but the yatsim and shlosha meti biom echad. God were not about a piece of tanita. Amradav by Yitzhak Eman, Kerry Meir. Domarichak negichotav chayav kirev negichotav lo koshken. Amradav nacho bar Kisa, nacho by Yitzhak, good boy. Lekamar leite legaban. Amradav dinner of Yosyama, lomiko moshel adam bechavno. El adam bechavet mekomo, shikei batzino bar Sinai, shikol zman shashkina shruya la avamrat Torah, gamatzom viabakal yiru amula arahu, nistal kashkina mimeno. אמרת תורה, במשוך היובל, אימא יעלו בהר, וכי מצינו בו מועד שמין בדבר, כל זמן שהוא נטוי, אמרת תורה, ושחקו מן המחנה, כל צורו וכל זו, התגעלו, אוגלו הפרוכת, ותרוצה, ונמצאו להיכנס לשם. אמרו לי, נו, יוחי, נקו, מנה לגבי מר? אמרו לי, נו, that's the case, מוטב, יבוא מונה בן פרס, איזו מונה בן מונה, אה יבוא מונה בן מונה, איזו מונה בן פרס? בסורה, הבי דברת, בשביבות הדרב, לא הבי דברת. סוברו מיני משוב זכותי לרב, לנופיש. התחזו לו בחיל מה, נא, 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 רב, נפיש את זכות הטובה. אה, מילת הזוטר לי לרב, אלא משום ההוגה ודשאי ומרה וזבילה לכפורה. בדרוק רק אבי דלייקה, ובשביבות הדרבונה לא אבי דלייקה. סוברו מיני בזכות הדרבונה, לנופיש. התחזו לי בחלמה, אי זוטר לי לרבונה, משום היית איתנו, מקמם את הנורה, ומשאי לי לשבוביתה. אומר לי לרב יהודה, אותו קמצה, גוז אתה נהיית? אומר לי, לא, לא קומפסר. אומר לי, really? זה עבדה הייתה בעדה, אה? אומר לי לרב יהודה, היא כמותם בחזירי, גוז אתה נהיית? נאמר כסף רב יהודה, מכה משולחת ממין אחד, משולחת מכל המינים? לא. שייני חזירי, תדעני מאי אלו בני אינש. אומר לי, שמול, היא כמותנה בחוזוי, גוז אתה נהיית? אומר לי, ואומר, אחי? אומר לי, כמה אברה, פסק לי, אומר לי לרב נחמן, היא כמות אמר די ישראל, גוזר תנית, הוא אמר, אם גבירה לא קה, שפחה לא קה, שכן? Now you see from there that it's time of the גבירה ושפחה, but if not for that analysis, it would be שפחה ושפחה לא, so how do you explain שמול? אמר לי לשמול, היא כמות אבך זוהי, and he was גוזר תנית, even though it was שפחה ושפחה. שעני אתם, כימן דיקה, שיירת, דלבואי, ויעת יבא עדיין, so therefore you have to be afraid that it goes from place to place. אבא אומנה, אביאתי לשלמה ממטיף תדרכיה כל יומה, לבאיה קומה ליומה לשפטה, ולרובה קומה ליומה לכיפורי. אבא כוחל שדאית את הבאיה משומנה אבא אומנה, אומרו להם, no way that you could do למוות יובדה, מה היה ויובדה? אבא אומנה, תחי עובד, עובד מילת אבי מחית גבי לחוד ונשי לחוד, ואית ללבושת אית פי קרנת אבי בזיע פי כסילתה, כי אבי עתי להית את אבי מלגש לה, כי איך לא נסתקו בה, ואית לדוחת את הצניע, תשעדי בי פשיטה, זה תשעקיו די אית לשעדי בי, דלת לי לא, ודאווי לא מיכסף, כי אבי דרמה לצו במרבון, הנגר מיני לא שעקיו, and bought the koi, you have pshita even, and he would say to him, go out and have a good time. Zil bari nafshecha. Yom echad shada rabbaya zuga de rabbonim and mitake. Otvino v'achlino v'ashkino v'machlo b'starkin v'laylia. And let's afra kachino v'shaklino v'kabal v'nafka l'shuka. V'ashkachino. Oma leili, shayim imar eich shava. Oma lei hoki v'hoki. Oma lei v'dil m'shavu tvei. I'm like, well, that's what I paid. I'm like, Nidachninu, Shaklinu Minach. I'm like, Bamtuta Minach, Bamachashat Dina. I'm like, Amina Pidin, Shvui, Michlo, Rabbanan, Vichsifu, Memarli. So I'm like, okay. Hashtin Ashkelinu Mar, I'm like, no way. Yahushaita, Asachtinu Midaita, Elitzidaka.